Hello and welcome to my podcast, Pathfinder, Growth Stories for Personal Success. With a brand new episode that will help you learn and grow in your chosen path to achieve massive success. I'm your host, Anil Mishra. In today's age of switching careers every 3 to 4 years, we wonder, are there examples of successful individuals who have achieved success working for a single organization and achieved leadership position? How to keep our career relevant and updated with the latest technological advancement? We will hear more on this from our special guest today. Our guest for today's episode is Swetang Tamir, a seasoned telecom professional with rich experience in sales, pre-sales, project management, delivery, operations, and product monetization. Swetang, with his 15 years experience working with OnMobile Global across Europe, North and South America region, has managed multicultural teams spread across various geographies. OnMobile is a world leader in digital content products and services with a reach of 1.5 billion people present in 75 countries and having 115 customers. To just share the scale of this, they manage similar paid users as Spotify. He's an expert in the areas of digital transformation in telecom operators, data monetization, new digital product, marketing strategy, and most important skill he has is solution sales with customer-centric approach. He has an MBA in marketing from SITM Pune, and he has received many awards. Some of the notable ones are being outstanding contributor in Europe and winning the Icon Award at OnMobile. He was also responsible for doing many firsts for OnMobile, and he'll share more details around those projects during our conversation. He has been representing OnMobile at Mobile World Congress, the biggest and largest telecom event in the world. He has lived in many countries where his work has taken him and is now based in UK. Recently, he was invited to share his views on a live TV panel discussion at India Ahead News on the topic of 5G launch in India and the commercial and innovation opportunities that it brings. I will include the link to this discussion in the description where you can watch the full coverage. Swetang's story will be very helpful for many who aim to grow their career to a leadership position, and the key is to be continuously learning, customer focus, and passion towards work to achieve success. So let's get started. Hello, Swetang. Welcome to my show, and I'm excited to have you here.
Hi, Anil. It's really very nice to be a part of your podcast, and thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor and a privilege, to say the least, and I think your initiative is really appreciable. In the kind of busy lives, we do have so much digital distractions, but having an access to just hear some conversations of people that you can connect to and come from your similar backgrounds, I think that you know, adds a very different level of value altogether. So from the industry and from your fraternity, I would really like to thank you for such initiative. And again, happy to be part of it in some small way.
Great. I am sure we will have, you know, great conversations today, and it'll be very, very useful for our audience, and they can learn a lot and be inspired. So let's begin. Why don't you share your journey from the early days, from the education itself, Swetang?
Sure, Anil. So, you know, I was born in India, in a small city, which, you know, was far away from a metro culture. However, the city fostered the importance of education. So there were very high quality institutes and schools, and I was lucky enough to be, you know, studying in one of those. And that kind of puts a very strong foundation in you, which I believe is very important for, you know, how you turn out later. And coming out of that place, then I moved to Bombay, where I did my graduation. Then I went to US, worked there for a while, and came back to Pune to do my MBA. And then got placed with OnMobile, luckily, on the campus placements, and have been working for this company for, you know, about 13 years now. So I would say if I look back at the education, I never thought I will be doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I was one of the only, one of very few ones in my college MBA, I remember, who was from a commerce background. And I used to ask my friends to teach me a lot of about electronics and engineering. And they used to have a very hard time. Coming from that, then I started working initially in the financial sector and now in telecommunication. It's been varied experience and spread across different sectors. But I firmly believe everything you learn across helps you in some or the other part of your life, which you cannot foresee or don't understand at that moment. But it does play an important role. So that's education has helped and given a good solid foundation. And that's a very, very important part of where I am today.
Absolutely. I think that's a very valid point which you have mentioned, that you always keep on learning, but you never know, which learning of yours will be helpful in, creating a success for you. So very well, we can relate to it. So you started your career in India and lived in, multiple countries like Romania, Spain, France, and now in UK. So I want to share your experience, key learnings, and how, spending time in different countries have given you great perspectives in life itself.
Right. I would strongly encourage anybody of any age to get out and travel. And I think traveling is one of the best things that you can do to yourself. And if you're lucky, which I extremely have been, is if you actually get the opportunity to even live and stay in a country for a few years, that's where you really soak in. And the experience that you get living amongst different people, understanding the culture, understanding the way they think, environment, food, everything is just adds so much value and just broadens your horizon exponentially. And when I was in India, of course, coming from a small place and lived in Bombay, so then going to the US and coming back, etc., was different in one way. But then again, living in so many countries in Europe for the past, decade is completely been an amazing experience. And Europe, in my opinion, is again like India. Every 200 to 500 kilometers, there's a new country, new food, new language, which is exactly this, situation of states in India. And every country is so unique in terms of how you do business with them, how you talk to them, what are the cultural etiquettes, what are the professional courtesies. And getting those intricate details and understanding really helps you to build that rapport, build that relationship with the customer, and also understand where they're coming from. And I firmly believe this is very important for all your professional as well as personal life. So, this has really, I would say, added a lot of exposure and learning for me personally. And now in the UK, let's see where it takes further from here. But all these years in different countries has really, really helped.
So have you become a football fan now, spending a lot of time in Europe?
Unfortunately, no. The football has still not come to me. But okay. Yeah. But I'm glad I'm following my tennis for the past few countries in the back. So, that's going well now with Wimbledon here.
Right. Great. So one of the questions that a lot of people will have, right? So how long should we stay in an organization? You have spent 13 years in a single organization. And that is not commonly heard in today's era, where people are switching careers every 3 to 4 years. So what kept you hooked with OnMobile, and kindly share, advice for my listeners on how they can plan to reach leadership position in their career?
Yeah, so I think this is a really interesting one, and I would like to spend some time here. I'll give you two short, funny stories on this. First one goes, I met some of my MBA batchmates, I think 5 or 6 years back, and a very nice guy. Very after a few of us were sitting together, and then he comes to me because he wanted to talk one on one, and very politely he comes and says, "You know what? Are you having a problem?" I said, "What was it?" And he goes, he's like, "You know, send me your resume. I can help you find something. I know a few guys who are looking." I said, "Why would you say that?" He's saying, "I don't know many people who've been in the company for the past 6-7 years. There are hardly a few of them, and you're one of those. So I assume that you're having a problem." It was very nice of him. And that's one perspective. Second perspective is I was in Spain, and we had this very, very big deployment for, you know, one of the largest telcos in the world. And we had to go through some very rigorous testing so that they approve us to integrate on their network. I was supposed to go and work with this senior switch guy. And I met this guy, and I was traveling from India. Then I told him, let's meet for lunch. So I go to his office, and then we go to the office cafeteria. And this guy must be about 50, 55 years old, you know, and I was trying to say that, okay, let me buy you lunch. And he's like, no, you know, let me buy you lunch. You're like a kid in front of me. And then he said, so how long have you been working? I said, you know, I've been working for On Mobile. I don't know, that time must be 4 or 5 years, something. Mm-hmm. And I said, how long have you been working for this company? He said, in my entire 30 years of career, I have just moved once, and I have worked for one company for about 15 years, and this is my second company. And so I gave him a statistics, which was very common then. He said, on an average in India, IT jobs, people switch in about 18 months. And he laughed at that. And he said, you know, in 18 months, you can't even sit and warm the chair that you're sitting in your office properly. What are you going to learn from one company and actually add value and contribute to the next one? I don't understand how people switch so soon, and the new companies even hire you for that experience. And that thing has kind of really stuck to me in all those years. And I believe I've been really lucky with On Mobile. They have continuously given me the opportunities, growth, and more responsibilities, region, etc. And so it completely depends. That I would say in my case, things worked out, that the company was growing because I joined them pretty much at the startup phase. They were just going to go through an IPO then, and I was part of the team, four guys together who, you know, were asked to go internationally to the regions of Europe and Americas and do business development. And the company completely, you know, rocketed their growth at that point of time. So mix of a lot of perfect conditions for the storm, which is a good storm for me. But what I would strongly advise to all the guys is, making continuous changes every 2-3 years until unless there's something drastically wrong, which can happen, is not a very good thing, because you should be a subject matter of something. You should be able to represent your company, the product, services with the confidence, and that comes along with time and different scenarios, customers that you deal with. So you have to solidify what you can offer, and that's also makes sense for the new company who's going to hire you, because or you want to start your own entrepreneurial journey. You know, that's the learning which comes in years and not just by switching chairs very frequently.
Right, right. I think great valuable lesson which you have shared, Shwetank. So moving on, you have been visiting Mobile World Congress, you know, the Mecca of telecom, every year for more than a decade now. I think that's the, you know, place where all the new technology launches are happening and all. So why don't you share some of your experiences from attending those events, and any specific stories and learnings you have acquired during that?
In fact, you ask a very interesting question, Anil, because just yesterday I was sitting with some friends who have started a company in Cambridge. And I was having a conversation more to kind of help them and mentor them. And we were having this debate of, are events and, you know, these kind of conferences worth spending money?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very, very important question for a lot of startups or a lot of guys who, are cash strapped. While I will say this is a place where it's inevitable that you cannot not go because the entire industry is there. Everybody is there. You have to go and say that, yes, you were there. The kind of things which are happening in the industry, the innovation, the cool things, etc., you get a firsthand experience of that. You use that information in your sector, in your presentations, in your conversations, in all those ways. Second, and a very important thing is, I imagine if I spend 4 days at that event and meet, say, 20 people, right? Imagine if I had to go and meet those 20 people individually in different countries. It would have taken me so much time, money, and effort, and sometimes visas and all the other things to also travel. So the kind of output I can get in 4 days of this, of the event, rather than individual, is also, immensely different. So that's another very good reason to do that. And I've been representing the company there for the past, many, many years. We do product launches, we do customer meeting, we sign some important deals, et cetera. So if you really have to see how the money is spent by the big guys, it's also a place to go and really see. And yeah. You will see all the big names everywhere. But maybe you don't need to go and, spend a lot of money. But I think just to see how and where the industry is going and to see the alignment of where you are heading, I think is very pivotal.
No, right. I think that's a very valid point. Being from the marketing background, while I was at Wipro, Wipro used to have, great presence at Mobile World Congress, and there were always, one of the big event, and there was almost planning of almost 3-4 months, which went into, launching, some solutions or planning for the entire customer meetings itself, which used to happen. So I definitely understand anybody who wants to do anything in telecom, he has to be there. Just that he has to analyze and assess, right? So what kind of money they need to be spending, or they just want to go there, maybe network with people, try to, meet some people and, explore, newer technologies that are, coming and all. So I think very valid point. So on that aspect,
I have a friend who, leads the marketing efforts for this big global company. And last year I met her during the event, and she's responsible for the budgeting and planning of the stalls and everything. And I met her later in the evening, and I was like, how was your day? How did your events go? She's like, very nice. My group, my board member and one of the CMO, group CMOs came, and I was very nervous in terms of budgets, etc. And I was like, so what did he say? He said, I think next year we should spend more money. So that's the kind of approach that people think that it has somehow become a little more commercial as well. Yeah. But I think that's more which everybody is driving towards. If you don't have the glam and you don't show off, then people don't know that you're there or you're doing well. That's kind of perceived from that perspective. But again, I think it's inevitable that, one should go there and get a lot of learnings.
Right. So another important question which I have is, if you look at the telecom industry, the kind of disruption that is happening in this industry itself is at a very, very fast pace. So how are you seeing, the telecom, how is the future looking, the newer, age innovations that are coming up in the telecom space?
So I come from more the digital content industry, Anil. So my perspective is going to be a little bit skewed from that side. And I would say the experience that you will have on connected gadgets, the kind of content that you consume, your smart applications and everything is going to get more and more intelligent. Everything is going to get amazingly super fast with 5G and all your LTEs, and the quality of experience is going to be amazing. In fact, I was last week in this in London. Samsung has opened an experience store where they showcase. This is after the new Note they announced in the US,
right.
And they have opened an experience store where you can actually walk in and see how Samsung is connected to all your digital life in a day. So they had a refrigerator, they had a DJ machine, they had an AR powered TV canvas system, which you cannot figure it out. They had an 8K TV on display there, which to me, when I looked at it, I was like, you know what, I don't think my eyes are that nice, but this TV gives you better quality than my real naked eye. So from all that perspective, I think the overall experience of everything is going to get exponentially better. No more jitters, no more connectivity issues, etc. But I'm more and more personally concerned of the entire privacy and the way data is being used. There are no proper measures. GDPR has been launched in Europe, but I was reading a report last month that about 78% of all the websites are not taking care of GDPR rules the way they should. And because those websites can be ranging from a very, very small company to a decent sized company, forget about Facebook and Google's in the world, there's not enough bandwidth with the regulators to even go and check what they're doing is correct or not. Okay, Facebook can be fined $5 billion, which is perfect, which is peanuts for them to pay. But what about, different services that you and me use and which are not global companies? So, and more devices getting connected, everything's becoming smart. The speed of how speed in which one device will give out data is also going to be like extremely fast. So that's a worry part for me. But I hope, everywhere the regulations and industry thinkers will definitely come out with something which will make this entire ecosystem more safer and secure.
Absolutely. I think that's a big focus which is going on with, blockchain technology and all. I think there are some greater possibilities which are coming. And in fact, in India, there is a big announcement which Reliance Jio made. They are launching, blockchain services and help, bring a lot of, data and privacy issues into control.
I think the way it's going, the new regulations also that India is working on, which is equivalent to GDPR, etc., by the government, I think these are very good measures to have in place.
Right. Great. So moving on, Shwetang, why don't you share, how do you de-stress from your work? Because as you were mentioning, you are working with teams across India, Europe, Americas. There's a lot of stress at work will be there. So what are the activities you indulge into to rejuvenate from this stress?
I think I try to avoid being connected to digital things as much as possible. I try to at least keep my phone away for the, for a couple of hours from when I come back from work. I just want to have some family time. I listen to some music, etc., which helps me kind of just get away from things. But I think it's more and more important that you avoid the FOMO, and that FOMO is exists in so many forms and shapes, but actually everything boils down to somehow being connected digitally.
Right.
So I don't use too much social media, especially the networking sites, etc. Some people can call me crazy, but yeah, that's how it is. And that's something which kind of helps me, because when I come back, I want to just leave everything aside for a few hours and then maybe get back to work. And I think music is another very important part.
Great. So, Shwetang, why don't you share if you have any mentors and how have they helped you in defining your career and personal life?
Sure, Anil, I have a little different approach to, I think, the whole mentor ideology something that I've been, kind of following for many years. I break down everything in two ways, and the learnings come from everywhere, and the learnings come every day. But something that I break down into the learnings is if I see something good or hear of something good being done by somebody, I always try to think, can I do this? Or can I implement that in my life in some way? And if I see something not very nice, I also try to question myself, saying, you know, now I know what not to do. So that is the way I kind of think of mentorship, because like I gave you the earlier example of the person I met in Spain, he has played a part as mentor in my life. The people I work with, I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of amazing talent. Some of my customers also I know are really, really very nice. They all, I would say, have a role to play in my day-to-day life or the way I think. And they are all mentors to me in some or the other way. Some of them are positive mentors. Some of them are negative mentors from the perspective that I know I should not do it this way. And their importance in my personal and career or professional life is absolutely very, very pivotal, because what you see around you, it makes you think in certain way. And that's how you react to situations. You make decisions. And, you know, this is where it all comes from. So that's how I would say that I meet 10 people and they all mentor me in some or the other way every day. And that really helps me.
Right. No, I think that's a very interesting perspective which you have brought, Shwetank. So kind of, you know, there is enough learning, motivation, which is available around us. We just have to be keeping our eyes open and getting the learnings and try to implement in our lives in a positive way. And obviously, something which is negative, you want to, you know, just cut it out and, you know, avoid it. So I think great perspective. Thanks for bringing it out.
We will take a short break now and return back to continue our conversation. Loved listening to this podcast? Don't forget to share this with your friends and colleagues to help achieve their potential and create new chapter of their success. I am sure they'll be thrilled with your suggestion. If you have any speaker recommendation that you would like to hear in our future episodes, kindly write to me at anil.m.consulting@gmail.com or drop me a note at my Twitter handle anilkm108 and Instagram handle coolanil108, and I will bring them to our show. Let's get back to our episode and continue our conversation.
So Shwetank, one of the other things which I speak with my guest, and seems like it will be a very valuable learning for my audience itself. So if you can share any low points or failure in your career that you can share, and how did you emerge from that situation, and any key learnings that you acquired as part of that?
Sure, Anil. So about, you know, failures and low points, I believe they are how you subjectify them or how you classify them, but it can be different scenarios, different things. You know, for a startup, things not going well, losing your job, or meeting not going well, or you're not hitting your quarterly numbers, to something going not okay in the personal life, etc. One thing that I try to do is, and I try because I'm not 100% successful at it, is try to stay calm. And that's my advice to everybody, because you mostly at these kind of situations, you think a lot emotionally, and you have to try and think straight and see, kind of weigh on all the options and see how these permutation combinations are going to have your impact on life. I think the support of family is really very nice and important. I am lucky enough to have that. You know, so I don't know if people who are at receiving end or at the giving end, but, you know, if your family, if your friends are going through anything, like, I would really request everybody to support them to as much extent as possible. And again, one small thing that I read about a year back, one person said that classifying all your problems in life, you should do them in think what's the impact of this thing in your life in the next 10 minutes, 10 months, or 10 years, and then act on it accordingly. So I try to apply that rule. if something small or silly happens, I think, oh, in the next 10 minutes, it won't even matter to me. And I really try not to react to that. And I think that kind of fits very well in our lives. If you think something is really grave and it's going to impact you for the next 10 years, then yes, okay, give a lot of attention to it. But a lot of times in life, given that you are, you know, we are always in the middle of so many things, it's very easy to get stressed out on a lot of things that really don't matter in life. And that's something we should make a serious effort to, you know, go ahead and ignore and move on as much as possible.
Right. I think that's a very profound formula, which you mentioned, 10, 10, 10. And I think it brings a lot of clarity in your thought process and how you should react to that particular situation itself. So thanks for bringing it up, Shwetank.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the exciting things that you are working on currently? Any specific projects that is very close to your heart, if you can share about it?
I have been really reading a lot and spending a lot of time on is kind of the concern that I even raised earlier, is the whole digital impact of our lives. And again, in conversation, one of the big global giants, I happened to discover this statement which said, sports injuries are turning into digital injuries in our age now. So you and me used to really go out on the streets and do all the playing and get hurt, but the kids of today have digital injuries. And given the digital, I think penetration in our life is so deep. They have a TV, they have a tablet, they have a cell phone, they have voice assistants, and they have the smart gadgets at home, etc. How do you actually, provide parental peace of mind, or how do you keep kids in check that they don't get exposed to the dark side of internet and the things that, you know, might not be very positive, which can be cyberbullying, which can be getting them access to the content that they should not, restricting their time, actually even giving them content which gives them education along with fun and innovative entertainment rather than just making it very studious kind of a thing. So I would term that as digital parenting. I think I'm doing a lot of thinking, reading, and some projects around that. And I believe with IoT and more devices, that's going to be a very, very challenging space for how your family, as you know, comes together and takes this challenge. And that's something, you know, I would really like to contribute to in my coming years in the technology industry.
Right. No, I think that's a very valid concern which is there, right? Because we realize, right, with the advancement of technologies, even our, you know, thinking process is taking a hit, right? So we are just getting, if we have seen one kind of content, we are just getting recommended, you know, around that similar kind of content itself. So that thinking process itself is losing out. So I think there has to be a, you know, big balance. And as you mentioned, that'll be one area where there has to be a lot of work done so that the creativity doesn't get lost.
Yeah, in fact, technology is such a brilliant enabler to go and enhance that creativity rather than skewing it down to, I show you only what I want you to see, which is how the world is today.
Right.
Google shows you search results of what they are being paid for, irrespective of that thing is the best thing for you or not. So we used to kind of question these things a few years earlier because we didn't have them always. For the generations who are, you know, starting to live and grow with this now, this is so inherent that they don't even know there is a world outside this today. And it's going to be much worse in the next 5 years. So, yeah, we are all in the matrix in some way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a great initiative. We'll look forward to more of your, you know, work in this area. I think it'll be great learning for everybody.
Yes, Anil, it's an exciting space. And I would request, you know, all the technology enthusiasts to come join hands in some or the other way, because I'm very sure, like I have heard your earlier podcast, all the guests are coming from very, very different industry backgrounds. and all the listeners come with different expertise and different specialized sector. You know, if everybody thinks and puts their heads together, and I'm sure, you know, there can be amazing creative solutions put together for this.
Yep, yep. So moving on, are you a, you know, big book reader? You know, what kind of books you read? You know, any resources that have inspired you? If you can share something around that, Shwetank.
So I used to read a lot of books, and that's something really bad that I do charge my Kindle every few months, and then it just dies off like that. So that's something which is not going as per plan. But I would like to. But what I do is I use a lot of resources. I try to do a lot of reading whenever I get a little bit downtime while traveling, and I do spend a lot of time doing that. So maybe get some, you know, download some articles, or some, I subscribe to a few newsletters, which are not only from telco, but from different industry verticals. So, and they're very niche. They're not the big names, but there are some columnists or some guys who are writing very specific articles about a few things. So I kind of read all that and then try to, you know, keep myself abreast with all the things going on. But thank you for reminding me again that I should try and get back to my books.
Wow. So any specific book that has created a huge impact in you?
I would not say that, Anil, to be honest, because those, in my personal life, I would say people have made far more bigger impacts the way I take the mentorship rather than a book or an experience, because I live through people. I see them. I know if they are behaving in some way, then what, you know, what's the background? So I get to learn more from my day to day rather than reading a certain story.
Right, right. Great. And finally, if you can share any advice that you have for our listeners that they can implement today to kickstart their success journey.
Yes. You know, guys, I would suggest that I think the world is getting more and more specific and specialized. Do very simple things, but do it with everything that you've got. You know, when I was very young, I remember my parents always telling me that even if you become a barber, be good at it. And I think now it's more like if you're becoming a barber, be excellent at it and know how to sell yourself. So whatever you're doing, and there are so many things which are going on in the world, and they're very, very exciting things. Don't try to do multiple things at one time. Focus, spend all your resources, energy in understanding, learning the depth of it. Don't just think that, okay, I am from a project background, or I am only from a technical engineering background. I think the world is more techno-commercial, the more the one who understands business. So, and for all the business guys, they need to understand technology. You know, the coding is becoming such a integral part of everything. So my advice is try to grasp everything of whatever industry or whatever vertical that you're in and be the expert, so that you know exactly everything in that particular topic compared to your colleague or compared to your customer or, you know, your industry peers. And that is what gives you an edge and the confidence. And, you know, just go for it.
Absolutely. I think very profound you know, statement over here. I think that's the way you can create great, you know, value for yourself, and which will be, you know, helpful for your ecosystem, be it your own company or be it your client. So thanks for bringing that up, Shwetank. So finally, why don't you share, you know, with the audience on how they can reach you and see your work?
Sure. You know, I'm on my Gmail, so I think I would request, Anil, that you can put this on your post whenever you do it, which is shwetank15@gmail. Please feel free to contact me on LinkedIn as well. It's easy to find me. Right. And also, if any of you guys are popping to UK, I would like to catch up. You know, I'm more than happy. It'll be very nice, and it's always a pleasure to meet people from different industry, different backgrounds. more for selfish reasons as well, because I get to learn, and that's something I, you know, keep on trying doing in whatever way possible. Feel free to get in touch with me in case I can be of any help or assistance of to any one of you along the path. So yeah, that's how is the best way to get in touch with me.
Wonderful. So with that, we come to the end of our show. Thank you, Shwetang, for coming to my show and sharing some really exciting nuggets from your journey and the learnings that you have had along the way. And I'm sure this will be helpful for our audience to create a pathway for their success.
No, I think the pleasure is all mine, Anil, honestly. And I would really again say that your initiative is commendable. It's very busy life for everybody, but going beyond and doing then, you know, what your normal thing takes a lot of commitment. And I've been hearing all your other podcasts. So, you know, I wish you all the best. And I encourage more and more people to come and join you in this endeavor. And all the best. And thank you so much again for having me. It was indeed a great pleasure.
Great. Thanks, Shwetang. With that, we come to an end for today's awesome episode. And bye until we meet again with another exciting personal success story. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed our today's episode as much as I did while having conversation with my guest, and have taken some practical tips that you can implement today to start defining your pathway to success. Loved listening to this podcast? Don't forget to share this with your friends and colleagues to help achieve their potential and create a new chapter of their success. I am sure they'll be thrilled with your suggestion. If you have any speaker recommendation that you would like to hear in our future episodes, kindly write to me at anil.m.consulting@gmail.com or drop me a note at my Twitter handle anilkm108 and Instagram handle coolanil108, and I will bring them to our show. You can also write me with your suggestions and feedback to improve this podcast. Bye for today, and I look forward to bringing another exciting episode soon. Till then, go and create your pathway for success.